Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Wow. Ed Sheeran, donkey of the day for Thursday, February 11th, goes to two men in the great city of Houston. One's name is Basile Amadi. The other's name is, I have no idea. This looks like the line at the doctor's office. Play their names for me.
Basile Amadi and Chinwendu Azuandwu.
Boy, that's a hell of a name there. Okay, they are clearly H-Town's finest scammers. Their finesse game is strong with a capital S and K. Salute to everyone who listens to us, by the way, on 93.7 The Beat in Houston. Salute to my niece, Ashley, on air. Ashley, what's happening? Dropping the clues bombs for Ashley. Now, Chinwendu and Basile are reinforcing all stereotypes of Nigerians being scammers. You know what they say. It's not a stereotype if it's true. Also, between Austin Chains, the guy that's running for governor of Michigan and wants to cancel Black History Month, between those two, these three, Nigerians are not having a great week. Okay, Giannis going to have to win a championship and win another MVP to get y'all back in good standing now. We've all gotten contacted out of the blue by a Nigerian offering to share a bunch of cash or a payment on the condition that you help them transfer money out of their country. Raise your hand if that's ever happened to you. Never happened to you, Nick? Wow. Now, I thought this scam was reserved for just email, but apparently it's also by letter, text message, and through social media. Okay, these Nigerian scammers may ask for your bank account details to help them transfer the money, and then they use this information to later steal your funds. They'll rob your ass blind, okay? I guess that Nigerian 419 scam isn't working like it used to. Okay, people used to be on that 419 heavy. By the way, it's called the 419 scam because the 419 is Nigeria's criminal code, which outlaws the practice, okay? They're not doing the 419 anymore. Nope. They have evolved. Okay. They've evolved their hustle, and now they are preying on the weak among us. Who are the weak among us? The weak among us are people who are still getting catfished in 2021. There's absolutely no reason for someone to be able to get catfished in 2021. Uncle Charlotte, what are you talking about? Nobody gets catfished in 2021. Nigerians don't even like catfish. They like stockfish. What are you talking about, Uncle Charlotte? Well, let's go to KPRC NBC2 for the report, please.
A 65-year-old North Texas woman is out $100,000 after she fell in love with someone who was pretending to be Bruno Mars. Cybercrimes prosecutors say he befriended her on Instagram, convinced her that he was the famous entertainer, and that he needed help with his touring expenses. According to court papers, a man identifying himself as Bruno Man promised he was quitting his current tour to be with her. Authorities say they had help. Basile Amadi and Chinwendu Azuandwu, two men in Houston who opened up the two different bank accounts where she was instructed to send the money to. One check for 10 grand, followed by another for $90,000.
The two men could face 2 to 10 years behind bars if they're convicted on those money laundering charges.
Now, keep in mind, the alleged victim is 63. But even at 63, there are too many video chat features available for you to be getting catfished in 2021. If I thought I was talking to Bruno Mars, the first thing I would do is ask to see him. Matter of fact, pro tip, if you are talking to someone online and they don't want you to see them via video chat, they aren't who they say they are. Now, Bruno Mars has a net worth of $175 million. It's a lot of artists who over the past year, because of this pandemic, could use an extra $100,000, but Bruno Mars is not one of them. Now, the last time I've been this disappointed in two Nigerians was when Juicy Smooye had his whole situation going on. But this right here, this is just downright despicable. Yes, I just spit on the microphone. I'm lish tongue. This is despicable. Okay, this 63-year-old woman started an Instagram account looking for companionship. She told investigators that Bruno reached out to her and Bruno was interested in pursuing a meaningful relationship. And she got because these guys were sending her pictures and texts of Bruno allegedly on tour. All right. This poor woman is so disconnected from the world that she doesn't even realize there are no artists on tour right now. And the reason she even sent the money was because the Nigerians posing as Bruno told her they wanted to quit the tour to be with her. So she fired off two checks, one for $10,000, one for $90,000. You know what? After reading this story and that other Nigerian wanting to cancel Black History Month, I'm starting to believe Juicy Smooye. Whatever Juicy said those two Nigerians did, they did it. This is disgusting. How you take advantage of this older woman like that? If they got away with this on IG, imagine what they doing to older folks on Facebook. Scheming, crafty, aggressive, malicious. Those four words can be turned into an acronym. That acronym is SCAM. Some folks say it's morally wrong to allow a sucker to keep his money. I disagree. I think it's morally wrong, and you're a sucker if you take advantage of people who don't know any better. Contrary to popular belief, money is not the same whether you earn it or scam it. Because if you scam it, then you should get what comes with that scam. Especially if you're scamming an older person on social media who don't know no better. These brothers need to go to jail. They need to be denied Jollof rice for a few years. Because if we don't get people like this off the street, the next grandma they scam might be yours. Please give these two brothers names. I can't really pronounce the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Play their names again, Dramos. Play their names again.
Basil Amadi and Chinwendu Azuandwu.
Nigerians, I need y'all to do better now. Okay? You're having a rough week. Rough week.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.